Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bronze Medal Life podcast. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. I'm your host. I'm just over here myself trying to live a bronze medal life, trying to escape from the shackles of perfection and acknowledge that we're all just doing our best out here. That's what the Bronze Medal Life is all about. Thank you for joining me here in this space again this week. And if it's your first time, welcome. I have a quick favor to ask everybody. I know I'm always asking you for something, but I believe in you. I know you can help me out. I would love it if you would drop a review on wherever you get your podcasts and just, you know, show some love for the podcast and give it a rating, because that helps kind of boost me and bump me up, and hopefully more people can find me. And if you want to share the podcast with somebody who you care about, who you know maybe is trying to escape that pursuit of perfection, or trying to like incorporate a little more self-love into their act, that would be awesome. If you shared that would be great. I told you last weekend that I have been behind the scenes working on an awesome project. It's called Cadre, and it is essentially social media for mental health. And we're going to talk about this in just a little bit with one of the head cheeses over at Cadre. Her name is Shannon, and I used to work with her. We'll tell you all that whole story. But you know, when we say social media for mental health, sometimes the social media piece is the part that makes people go, but I don't like social media. Well, we've taken all the best parts of social media, and that's what Cadre is. And my friend Shannon is going to join us here in just a moment to talk all about how she arrived in the Cadre sphere, and what it's all about, and how it can serve and help you and the people that you care about in your life. And so with no further ado, here's my friend Shannon talking about Cadre. I am so excited to have you on my podcast, Shannon. I'm just going to you can say something before I keep talking.
Hello, Colleen. It's nice to see you today. Welcome. Or thank you for welcoming me. It's beautiful to see you.
It's beautiful to see you too. So I want to just kind of lay the groundwork. Here's how Shannon and I know each other. So we worked together when I was in the programming side, and Shannon was in the sales side of radio. I don't even know how many years ago was that, Shannon?
It was 2005-ish.
So many years ago.
It was many years.
We were like hatching babies at the time. And our babies are older now. And so are we. But we don't like to talk about that.
And that's okay.
That's okay. So we worked together, and like we were like lunchroom buddies, and like we knew each other, but we weren't buddy buddies. Now we're buddy buddies.
No.
Because after a period of time, I launched this podcast. I launched my Bronze Medal Life Substack. And Shannon, you reached out to me and you were like, hey, I'm working on this thing, and I think you would, you'd like it. I'm looking for people like you. And I was like, I'll have coffee with anybody anytime. And it became very clear very quickly that this was going to be a really revolutionary thing. And that thing has become Cadre. And that's why I invited you here to talk about this, because it's something that we're really involved in the nuts and bolts of, but my listening audience can be involved in it in so many different ways. So with all of that said, Shannon, tell me how you arrived at Cadre, and then we'll tell people what Cadre is. So people, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. But
beautiful. But
what's your journey?
Ugh, my journey. All right. My journey, my story. The long and the short of it is, yes, Colleen, you and I knew each other back in the day when I was very type A. I will be perfect. I'm all the things. I would vacuum my rug and then say to my husband at the time, do not walk on the lines. Like life is very, you know.
Structured. We like it just so.
And it's perfect, right? We can make it be perfect. Mm-hmm. And then I discovered life was not perfect, which I knew all along. And so about 8 years ago, I sort of had this revelation of like, I'm not being my authentic self in life. And that came to be from many different areas. Number one, I've had anxiety my whole life. I have CPTSD and family estrangement. A big part of it for me, one of my sons has autism. He's 14 today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, it's not his actual birthday.
Oh, okay.
Like today, like over time, but thank you.
We'll pass it on whenever his birthday rolls.
I will. In June, I will absolutely say, by the way. And I'm sure he'll appreciate that. Thank you. All of this happened and I went through it all and trying to keep life, you know, like you do the bronze medal life. It's like trying to be perfect and not human is just too hard. And so things started to unravel for me. And so about 18 months ago, I set out to build at the time. It's had a couple iterations. It started as things we weren't supposed to talk about and then allowed. And the concept was, let's talk about things that are human. Post-COVID, I think there's this huge opportunity where the awareness of mental health and all the things we live with, we're able to talk about it, and now we have tech. And so we're creating the space. I met my partner, Luke Wentland, this past summer. He had an app called Cadre that already existed in a very similar vision. So we brought our visions together and went full all in on Cadre last November. And Cadre is social media for mental health. So we're creating the space where we talk about the things that are human, like what it is to take care of a kid with autism, what it is to lose someone you love and have grief that affects how you show up at work. So all the things. So it's talking about them out loud.
And okay, so I love this, and I've loved this since we sat down to talk when you literally said to me, you said these words and I was like, I am whatever this is, I'm all in. You said, yeah. I'm all about saying the true things out loud. And I thought that there is honestly nothing more powerful than owning like the reality of the human condition out loud to other humans who are suffering quietly with the human condition, right?
100%. And I think you've lived it. I've lived it. Like, pretending you're okay is just not good for anyone, for you, for the people around you. Yeah.
And like you said, it's not sustainable, right? Like,
it's not sustainable.
You can't do that every day. You just can't. It's going to break somewhere. You're going to show up.
Mm-hmm. It does.
A disaster somewhere in your life.
And, you know, in my professional life, I think of years, I was always in marketing and sales, and I was sitting down with like CEOs and business leaders and all these people. And at the end of the day, like, these are people that I would think had all their shit together, and I would talk to them and I would say, like, you're the C-suite. And I had this huge vision in my head of what that meant. But like, they still had like the biggest, they still had like all the human worries. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. And so I need to get this right. Or, you know, I'm dealing with X. So like, what I think I saw in that was I knew that I was human, but I was kind of given permission by seeing others who were in what I thought was a perfect space, a perfect role, a perfect whatever, that they weren't perfect. And I was like, oh my God, what if we just say that? Like,
right.
What if we just, what would happen if we just said that? Because hello, we're all living it.
So the thing that the other thing about Cadre, so you call it, we call it, I can we this because I'm involved.
We it, baby.
I'm in it. we call it social media for mental health. Maybe that is like, and perfectly fine if somebody hears that and goes, oh, but social media. But Cadre is all the best parts of social media. It's the sharing piece and it's the support piece.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. So as we're developing it, you know, obviously we're learning. And yes, social media has a negative connotation or can have a negative connotation. So we're really trying to reframe as all the features that we create and everything we do to be for good. So we have a live video chat where I pick up my phone. You'll see me do it. You're going to begin doing it soon. And say like, hey, I'm Shannon. Like, for me, I say, I'm Shannon. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a mental health professional. I'm X. I'm living with this. This is my life. But we also have therapists. We have professional therapists who come on and they may have a full-time practice. We have Dr. Charisse out of Charlotte. She has a full practice. People love her. Her people who already get to see her one-on-one, they get to now see her in a different way, in a And I think the other key piece is we're delivering it. And this is why we get to that social media model. We're delivering it in moments when people need it between traditional appointments.
Yes.
When we're living life, doing all the things. So we're kind of taking, you know, we're taking features from like Spotify where you can personalize your playlist. Mm-hmm. And organizing it that way. But yeah, the biggest thing is you're able to interact, and it is a closed community in the sense of when someone's doing a live, it's not a free for all as far as a conversation amongst the group.
Yeah.
But it can be like that shared conversation across the country because people tune in from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And can all join in that same experience.
You, one of the things that you just brought up that I loved was when you talked about how it can, one way it can function is to be there for people in between appointments. And I am not even joking. I had a conversation today with somebody where I got thrown a curveball in my day. And mm-hmm. I said, and I have to deal with all of this, and I don't have therapy until Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that is, I mean, if you are a person who is, and I hope, I always say everybody should be assigned a therapist at birth. But yep. if you are a person who's in therapy, you know how sometimes those in-between times when a crisis comes your way, you can feel like, well, what am I going to do for support? Well, this cadre is like the perfect place to go. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of people there that are sharing their own tips, tricks, and strategies. Mm-hmm. And just identifying kind of just like life is struggle. Life is just struggle. Yeah. And we're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and we're not trying to solve, right, to that point. So we're never going to say like, you should do this.
Yeah.
Or this is the right thing for you. And you will figure that out. Like, again, I'll speak for myself. I do see a therapist and I work through stuff, and I don't expect to do that work in a public social media setting. But when I'm freaking out in between, I can go to a place, and I'll just say, I freak out. I forgot mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Me too. That's okay. That's okay.
So that is just a moment where all I sometimes need is I just need to see somebody else who's in the same boat as me. And I can really relate that to my caregiver experience where when Wyatt got diagnosed early on, everyone is like, I'm going to use quotes, you can't see it, but mm-hmm. normal, like everyone's normal and I'm not.
Right.
And so how do you find the not normals? Yeah. Again, I know that language might be problematic, but it's like you don't know.
No, you don't know. And I can relate to this because that's one of the things you and I have in common is that we both have a child on the autism spectrum and like how lonely that diagnosis is.
Yeah.
And how like you're sort of left to process it. That's not true. You know, there's a ton of support, but it's all new and it's like drinking from a fire hose. And mm-hmm. in the middle of it, you're trying to organize the fact that this is the same kid that you loved yesterday. And you have some new information and you have to figure out how to love them going forward. You don't have to figure it out. It comes really naturally, but you mm-hmm. just have a name for the things that have been challenging or, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a whole different world. It's like your entire perspective changes in the matter of no time. And so, mm-hmm. so having and caregiver day on Cadre is on Thursdays. So if this, correct. Like, if you're relating to this, you're like, I need, but the content lives forever. So you can engage on Thursdays and see things live, but you can always go into the app and see stuff for caregivers. Do you want to just kind of like walk through like the day by day of Cadre?
Yeah.
Because we're kind of,
we're
in the middle of a relaunch. We're sort of shuffling things up and doing the content in a different way.
That's true. And a lot of it, kudos to Colleen. Shout out for Colleen.
Stop it. Thank you.
It's a true story. But yeah, we're really looking at, you know, the story we tell is like, you might enter Cadre. So, you know, I'm a 48-year-old woman. I might enter Cadre through caregiver day. And that is my connection. And on Monday is professional development. I'm a professional. You're a professional. Mm-hmm. We're still professionals. We still want to have that parts of ourselves spoken to. So Monday's professional development, going back to work. There's a lot of different folks throughout that day. Tuesday is a day I am so excited about building community. That touches so many things. There's so many ways that so many types of community to be built, one to one with one another, and just so many things coming there. Wednesday
how
is really
how do you find
mental...
the people with your matching baggage? That's what I always say. Like we all
that,
have matching luggage, or we all have luggage. We're all carrying the baggage. We're just looking for the stuff that matches. That's community
absolutely.
Building.
Yeah. Absolutely, I love that. I love that. I can't think of the word, but you
analogy.
Know what I'm trying to say. Thank
I
you
got
so
you.
Much. You got me. Wednesday is mental health and well-being, and that's where, you know, that's where we're going to have some more clinical representation. So again, we have Dr. Charisse, we have Evan Lieberman, who is a therapist. So we're going to have some folks who are credentialed in a more traditional sense. Dr. Christina Cohen, so of Therapy Suites in Edina. So really just a lot of different folks that day where we're going to cover those big topics. Like, we all know anxiety, depression, et cetera. Those are huge numbers. And those things can happen within the things that make us human, meaning like they can be exacerbated by our life experiences.
Yeah.
But we're still going to touch on them. Thursday's caregiver day. Friday, we're going to talk about grief and loss.
I love that.
Our partner Anna leads that day, and grief and loss can be so many things.
Mm-hmm.
The loss of another human, the loss of an expectation, grieving over what you thought was, right? So there's so many interpretations. Saturday and Sunday are dedicated to personal development and self-care. So things like athletic performance, sports psychology. We have this guy, Garrett, out of San Diego. He can make it so relatable. And every time I watch, I'm like, I'm still an athlete, actually. I'm going to call myself an athlete.
You should.
I can do 10 plus pushups.
I was going to say, you lift heavy things. Like, you are an athlete. You count.
It counts. Mm-hmm. But he takes what he knows and he can apply it to life for all of us. Like, mm-hmm. how can you create a mindset? And then Sunday is about, rest.
I love it.
Hey, we need to rest. We need to do all the things. So yeah, so there's something for everyone, for any part of life you're going through.
I love this. I'm so excited about it. Yeah. And you know, you talked about a lot of people who are from different areas of the country. And that's, I think, really important also to know, is that because Qadri is an app, it's available all over the place.
Now in Canada.
So exciting.
We had someone reach out to us and say, I would really like to be your first Canadian. And we were like, please,
come on in.
Yeah. So yeah, it's global. Yeah. And that's the beauty of tech, right? We can be everywhere.
Yeah. And we can be connected through that. Okay. So really quick, in 60 seconds or less.
Yes.
You know, we say Qadri is actually a really great tool for businesses from two people mm-hmm. to 2,000 people. But mm-hmm. also, just if you're a human being, come and check us out and see what it's all about. Can you give kind of the nuts and bolts of how that looks?
Yes. So go to joinqadri.com. You can do it as a human. You can enter in that way. If you are a leader of a team, there's a way to use Qadri for your team. So it's pretty simple. We try to make it really simple. You can do it by the month or by the year. But really just going to joinqadri.com is where you would start. It's always a 7-day free trial. So you can get on the app, see what it feels like, and hopefully find some of your people.
And at the end of the day, it's all about feeling better and not feeling alone, and just knowing that there's somebody out there with your matching luggage.
Absolutely. And there is.
There is. Shannon, thank you. You're the best. Thank you for joining me. And don't be surprised if you're not back at some point to talk about other things.
Thank you so much, Colleen. And thanks for all you're doing for Qadri and being a part of it.
I love it so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So I hope that you enjoyed our conversation. And I hope that you will take a minute to go to joinqadri.com. That's the website that gets you to the app, or you can look it up in the app store. Qadri, Qadri, Qadri. And we would just love to have you in that community and enjoying a space where it's okay to be you, where we celebrate kind of the struggle of life, and we encourage you to find voices that mimic and sound familiar to you. And that's joinqadri.com. And thank you for joining me and Shannon here on the Bronze Medal Life. Once again, I'll be back again next week with who knows what. I don't know. Listen, we're just trying to get through this life. It's never perfect. But I do know one thing for sure. Right now, who you are today, you're doing great. Thanks for joining me on the Bronze Medal Life podcast. We'll talk to you soon.